All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're up to page 176. So remember again, yesterday we were talking about the idea of Kashtol raised the point that one of the reasons why Zrizus is so difficult is because it seemingly requires us to go against our nature. So our nature is Adama, our nature is, you know, Atlas, we translate it as laziness, but laziness is such a negative word. Relax, maybe that's the better word. We like to relax, right? That's the nature, that's the teva of man. Therefore, the reason why Zrizus is so difficult, because anytime you're asked to do something that goes against your fundamental nature, it becomes an incredible challenge. So the question, so Rav Kashtiel said, and this is really a profound idea, that if somehow we would be able to find something within our nature that goes ahead and supports the midah of Zrizus, if we could activate that thing, acquiring the midah of Zrizos may be a bit easier. So let's begin. 176, the new section. Nita hamatzvan ha-tevish ala-adam. Aval yesh pesoch ha-teva ha-enoshi, kafi shehu, beli ma'amatz malchuti, yesh pa'ofen tiv'i davar shenikra matzpon. So there's something within us called a matzpon, is a conscience. Each of us has a conscience. A conscience. Besocha teva ha'enoshi, b'tzura tivis, l'chalutin, yesh davar nikra matzpon. So every single person has a conscience. Every single person has this part of them. You know, I don't know how you define a conscience. You know, we know what it is. Every person has this piece of them that almost has like this code of moral ethical behavior that is embedded. Obviously, people's conscience is wired differently depending on their circumstances. But everyone has this thing called the conscience. V'amatzpon, Omer, sha'adam sha'asa lecha tova, atamargish mechuyav aselav. Now, the way the conscience works is the following. If somebody does something nice for me, I feel indebted to that individual. I'm also saying, now, just understand, this is not a religious feeling. This is not nothing. This doesn't have to be anything that is motivated by Torah or by Ruchnius. This is just simple, almost human reaction. Someone does something good for me, I feel, by definition, indebted to them. Not indebted, but I feel responsible towards them. Mechuyavos elav. Limros, shebederech klal atalo margish mechuyavos la'anashim. Now, under normal circumstances, I don't normally feel indebted to people. Right? I don't normally feel like I owe anyone anything. But yet, when someone does something for me, by definition, I feel a sense of connection, a sense of indebtedness. Hanatiya tivis shalanu, hi lo kizu, shekol echad shemevakesh meitanu tova, miyad anachnu ratzim elav. You know, the bederech klal, the general tava, the general nature of a person, is that most people, when somebody asks something of them, they don't feel the need to respond and to acquiesce immediately. It's an important idea. Are there some people that are such incredible Baalei Chesed that by definition when you ask them for something, they're always there, they're always giving? Absolutely. There are definitely people like that. But at the end of the day, most people, so when you ask something of them, right, when you request something of them, they're not necessarily running to do it. Zonitia chasidit, someone who goes ahead and does something for others, ultimately, again, this is a sign or a demonstration of piety. Rov ha'anashim bepashtus, lo ratzim la'azra l'chol la'olam, most people are not running to help the rest of the world. Zumadrega. So we'll say, to be the kind of person, A, that runs to help, to be that kind of individual, that's a madrega, that's a level unto itself. Aval. So we'll say, so what he's referring to over here is, if somebody asks me, you know, what am I doing today? So most people won't say, oh, what's on the agenda today? Today I'm going to try to help as many people as I can. And most people don't give that answer. Most times people live a fairly self-serving type of life. So there are some people who dedicate their lives to helping others, who dedicate their lives to being their fathers, but that's already a different madrega. However, aval, imishu asa l'chatova, but if somebody did something nice for me, ata teilech v'ta'azor lo, gam im ata lo chasid gadol. But here's the interesting part. If someone did something nice for me, I will go ahead and help out that individual, even if I'm not exceptionally pious. Atatazarlo. I'm going to do that. Why? Ki amatzbon shalcha maschil lenagain vateva omer asulacha mashu tachzir. So I'll say, as much as it's not the normal course of events for a person to go ahead and run out of his way to do something for another person, but if someone did something for me, my conscience says to me, listen, that guy Reuven, he did something for you, you need to reciprocate. You need to repay. If he did something nice for you, if he went out of his way for you, you need to go out of your way for him. Zelmer. Shematzanu b'solchateva mashu sheyachala oregam zrizos. Zrizos matzponis. So we'll say, so it turns out that's what? That we remember, what have we been looking for? We have been looking for, is there something within the natural state of man, the natural consciousness of man, that could somehow help to create within us a midah of zrizos? So Kashtil suggests, it appears that we just found it, right? Where do we find naturally occurring zrizos within man, or some form of naturally occurring zrizos? And the answer is, in hakar, so in some level of gratitude, when another does something for me, I feel almost like I feel a push to do back for them. I feel a push to give back. I feel a push ultimately to reciprocate. So what is that called? To a certain degree, that there's a certain element of zrizos there. And that's innate. So I want to be clear. Lav dafka, that this conscious, you know, need to go out and reciprocate is even a religious idea. This could just be a human idea. Someone does something nice for me, by definition, I feel a need to somehow acknowledge and reciprocate. Therefore, it turns out that we have found an example of a naturally occurring zrizos. Nachon shezelo ikra shal zrizos. It's true. This is not the essence of zrizos, right? Remember, the midah of zrizos that we defined is much more complicated and a much fuller midah. I will say it's a start. It's a start. Remember, so if we're looking for some type of naturally occurring, we'll say here's what it is. What we just need to prove to ourselves is that the midah of zrizos is not something alien to us. That's because if the midah of zrizos is something alien to us, then acquiring it becomes exceptionally difficult. But if we could prove that the midah of zrizos is something that occurs naturally within the individual, then lemaisa, again, there's a greater chance that I could acquire it. So all we've just tried to prove over here is that the midah of zrizos is naturally occurring. Again, under very specific circumstances, namely, someone does something nice for me, by definition, I feel a need to reciprocate it, I feel a need to automatically do for another, or automatically doing something. What do we call that? Ultimately, again, we'll call that zrizos. It's a very important idea. So he goes on, zrizos, last four lines, 176. Has zrizos atzma, zolo inyon matzbuni. Now remember again, zrizos itself is not something that is governed by the conscience. Sharam chal miyad omer, ha'im be'emes, ata yachol likmol tov la'kadosh baruch hu. We must remember again, so it can't be that real zrizos is just something governed by the conscience. And therefore, again, because why? Because, and with me, if you attempt to say, well, where does Jesus come from? God does something for me, I'm going to do something back for God. So remember, again, that can't work. Why? Because you can't really do something for God. At the end of the day, meaning, if, let's take it on a human level. If Reuven does something nice for me, I feel a need from a conscience level to go ahead and reciprocate. But that's because I can reciprocate. That's because there is the ability for me to do something back for Reuven. But lemaisa, again, that logic doesn't apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no such idea like that. He goes on, he says, as Jesus atzma, so lo inyan mas, I'm sorry, ma shayach b'chol yisrei matzbon, klapir baron shalom, vaday, last line of 176, vaday, she'ikr avodas ruchanes, so lo inyan matzboni. So it's clear that the real ikr avoda, the real essence of zrizos, cannot be something that is driven by the conscience. So therefore, but the conscience, or that need to go ahead and reciprocate when someone or something does something nice for me, can't be the be-all, end-all of a person's zrizos, but what? It could be the catalyst. It could be the beginning. Top of 177. Let's just read a few more lines. Ikra ha'avoda ha'ruchanesi lo'ora es ha'malach shabano. So he says, Malach she'ovid biyachas la'kodesh baruch hu. So if you have an angel that serves la'kodesh baruch hu, zelo biglal yisurei matzpon. It's not because the angel has a guilty conscience, right? The angel says, oh, God does so much for me, so I got to reciprocate in some way, so you know what, I'm going to be a malach. Right? That's not the way it works for malachim. He says, Zebiglal she'ifa v'chalom v'shayachos l'malchus shamayim. It's because ultimately, again, the malach, now this is ascribing a lot of intent to a malach. Who knows whether or not the malach has this intent or not, but we'll go with it. He says, it's because of a desire, a dream, and the connection to the celestial monarchy. Ideal, also. It's the ideal of ultimately, again, the ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu that ultimately moves this malach. Godol mania also. Ve'im zeh. It's through this incredible desire, it's through this incredible, incredible want that ultimately, again, the malach serves. So to be able to give this process a little bit of physicality that exists within us, so we'll stop over here for today, but the idea that Rav Kashtiel is pointing out here, which is an incredible yisod, which is that somehow we've identified the idea that it is the conscience, or right, that through the conscience has this element of zrizos. The conscience has this idea that I have to do something with urgency. Where does the conscience have this? Again, on a basic idea of reciprocity. Reuven does something nice for me. I want to go ahead and reciprocate. The conscience tries to say, come on, it's the right thing. It's the right thing to give back. That's where I find naturally occurring zrizos. Now again, we don't want a conscience-driven zrizos. Ultimately, we want a neshama-driven zrizos. But as long as I could demonstrate that the concept of zrizos is not something alien to me, then by definition, I have something internal to draw on. And once I have something internal to draw on, then by definition, although acquiring or acting upon this midah may be difficult, it's not impossible. Because it will say, the moment in life you have to do something to which you have absolutely no internal connection to, meaning I have no midah to draw on to make this happen, that's where things in life become a little bit complicated. Not impossible, you could do it, but Lamaisa, now that we've proven, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that the aspect or that the midah of Zrizos does exist within us on a conscience level, then by definition I know that I have something to draw in order to build this midah. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up middle of 177 tomorrow.